The Treasury has announced that Fannie and Freddie will be authorized to retain portions of their earnings in order to rebuild their capital position up to approximately $100 billion, as opposed to distributing these sums to the Treasury. The process, although somewhat technical, basically has Fannie and Freddie purchasing mortgages from banks, which puts cash back into the hands of the banks, allowing the banks to continue to offer mortgages. If that did not occur, then banks would only have that portion of their earnings and loan repayments that were not used for expenses or distributed to shareholders to reinvest, thus reducing their ability to continue to make home loans. All of these issues arose out of the 2008 crisis, when the federal government had to bail out these organizations after years of mismanagement. I just finished visiting Scotland during the last 2 weeks and had the opportunity to speak to a number of important sources about Brexit issues, local cab drivers and shopkeepers. These folks were well informed about Brexit, as well as politics in general. The clear feeling in Scotland is that they are opposed to a no-deal Brexit, although in many cases they support the underlying idea of giving some further control back to individual countries. A no-deal Brexit, they clearly understand, would create chaos in the marketplace, as currency exchange rates would be complicated and there would be disruption to long-established supply chains that traverse multiple countries, much as we have under NAFTA. As Brexit comes closer, October 31st, the battling goes on, with Mr. Johnson's latest proposal being rebuffed by France, Germany, and the Irish Republic. Note, Northern Ireland isn't pleased either. Mr. Johnson continues to paint a picture that the outcome is within the control of the British government. In fact, while the British government has some impact on this process, the reality is that if the EU does not agree to a deal with Britain or to extend the time, then there will be a no-deal Brexit. My guess is that is exactly what Mr. Johnson is hoping to accomplish, to put out proposals that he knows will not be acceptable to the EU, and in particular France, Germany, and the Republic of Ireland, in the hopes of creating a situation where he can claim that the reason for a no-deal Brexit is that the EU failed to agree. POTUS's comments on the Turkish invasion of Syria, which is focused on the Kurds, produced this memorable quote: "If Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey." Who would make such an embarrassing pronouncement? It is clear that Mr. Trump took great pains to move the actual recordings of the telephone conversation with the president of the Ukraine to a more secure server, and it is reasonable to assume that he failed to fully and accurately have transcribed the conversation, which was released publicly. I would also note that polling has moved rather rapidly to a small majority of Americans who are in favor of proceeding with the impeachment inquiry. All those who second-guessed Speaker Pelosi's actions failed to take into account that more than likely she had some polling in hand which presaged the polling results which have come out since the announcement to impeach. It appears that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has placed himself in an awkward position. He was one of the leaders of the Benghazi investigation and frequently indicated he would not tolerate dithering by an Obama administration State Department that he called deeply destructive of getting the American people the facts that they needed. This time, it's different. It's always striking when one is bitten by their own words. Mr. Pompeo has proved himself not to be worthy of the position of Secretary of State. Mr. Tillerson shines brightly by comparison. We also have Republicans indicating that they don't care what is happening with regard to the whistleblower issues, or they are silent. One whistleblower is on record and two more are in the wings. Rudy Giuliani's friends were indicted for illegal campaign contributions. Is Rudy next? It's also important to note, although Republicans are continuing to make it sound as if POTUS must be tried under the beyond a reasonable doubt standard, that the determination of what's a high crime and misdemeanor is determined solely by Congress, as provided for in the Constitution. And finally, the Liberals now lead in the Canadian elections by 0.5% nationally. In spite of the blackface scandal, a coalition is in the offing.